Scene 1. Life Disrupted. Adam and Eve lived under God's care and protection in a beautiful garden. One day, a crafty serpent came to Eve and asked her, "Did God really say you can't eat any of the fruit in this garden?" Eve answered, "We can eat any fruit we'd like, except for the fruit from the tree of knowledge. God said if we eat that fruit, or even touch it, we'll die." The serpent replied, "You won't die. God knows that if you eat that fruit, your eyes will be opened, and you will become as wise as God." Eve looked at the delicious fruit and thought, this will make me wise. She bit into the fruit, and then she gave some to Adam, who was with her, and he ate it too. Instantly, their eyes were opened, and they felt ashamed and afraid. They tied leaves together to cover up their nakedness. Later on, in the cool of the day, God came to spend time with Adam and Eve. When they heard God walking in the garden, they hid behind some bushes. God called to them, "Where are you?" Adam answered, "I heard you coming and I was afraid, because I'm naked, so I hid." God asked, "Why are you ashamed of being naked? Did you eat the fruit I told you not to eat?" Adam said, "It was the woman you created. She gave me the fruit." God asked Eve, "Why did this happen?" Eve answered, "The serpent tricked me into eating the fruit." God said to the serpent, "Because you've done this, from now on serpents will slither on their bellies eating dust. Humans will be your enemy." God turned to Adam and Eve and said, "Your eyes have been opened to pain, struggles, and death. You'll face intense pain in childbirth. You'll struggle through weeds and thorns to harvest food, and you'll fight for control of your relationship. At the end of your life, you'll return to the ground from which you were created." After that, God used animal skins to make clothing for Adam and Eve, and then they were removed from the garden. Mighty angels were stationed at the entrance, and a flaming sword flashed back and forth, keeping humans from ever returning to the garden and eating from the tree of life. Scene 2, starting over. After leaving the garden, Adam and Eve started a family. Tragically, their oldest son, Cain, attacked and killed his brother, Abel, in a jealous rage, even after God warned him about his anger. Cain was then sent away to be a wanderer of the earth. As time passed, the number of humans on the earth grew into a civilization and formed cities. Craftsmanship, music, and the arts emerged. But humans couldn't live peacefully. Selfishness and greed turned into fighting and hatred. Hatred turned into murder. Murder turned into war. Violence and chaos spiraled out of control and filled the earth. Humans had forgotten that they were created in God's image. God's heart was broken. God said, "Humans have made me regret that I created them. I must start over." But there was one man named Noah who still followed God's ways. So God gave Noah a plan to protect his family and save each kind of creature on the earth. Noah carefully followed God's instructions and built a large boat called an ark. When it was finished, Noah's family and pairs of each kind of animal boarded the boat. Suddenly, water burst from the ground and heavy rain poured from the sky. This rain didn't stop for 40 days. The entire earth was flooded, but the ark floated safely on top of the water. After many months, the waters began to recede. The ark landed safely on a mountainside. Noah and his family stepped out onto the damp ground. God promised, "Even though humans will still rebel, I will never flood the entire earth again. I've made you in my image. Now continue my creative work and fill the earth again with people. At that moment, the sun broke through the storm clouds and formed a spectrum of colors across the sky, a rainbow. And from then on, each time a rainbow appeared, it would be a reminder of God's promise and of a new beginning.